page number 47. Now the second part of the story. The synopsis for this part of the story. Vijay Singh demonstrated his strength by crushing what the ghost thought was a piece of rock. The ghost avoided a wrestling bout with Vijay Singh, but decided to conquer him through cheating. He invited Vijay Singh to be his guest for the night. Now the next part of the story. Vijay Singh picked up a piece of rock from the sand. "Take this," he offered it to the ghost, "and squeeze it hard. It is filled with fluid. See if I am wrong." While the ghost tried to squeeze the rock first with one hand, then with both, Vijay Singh stealthily took out the egg from his pocket. Vijay Singh snatched the rock from the ghost and placed it between both hands and squeezed. At once, the yellow yolk oozed from around his fingers, and the crackling of the eggshell created the illusion of the stone being crushed. The ghost was so astonished, he did not notice Vijay Singh bending to clean his hands with sand and disposing of the telltale shell. Vijay Singh then picked up another piece of rock and gave it to the ghost. Without a word, the ghost took it, felt it, and peered at it. Vijay Singh put his hand into his pocket to take out the lump of salt. Page 48. "This is only a stone," protested the ghost. "And anyway, it is too dark to see." "Never heard of a ghost who can't see in the dark," remarked Vijay Singh. "That stone which you hold in your hand contains salt. Crumble it and see." Again the ghost tried to crush the stone, but in vain. He handed over the stone to Vijay Singh. The ghost was now beginning to doubt his ghostly powers.
"I can see that you are not going to be a worthy opponent. What's the use of wrestling with a weakling whom I can floor in a minute?"
So saying, Vijay Singh casually crumbled the lump of salt and let the stone drop in the darkness. He held out his hand and commanded the ghost to taste the powdered stone. Mesmerized with the Pahalwan's extraordinary strength, the ghost did as he was told. Alarm shot through him. This man could easily vanquish him in a wrestling bout in the dark. But perhaps he could be tricked in other ways. Assuming a servile manner, the ghost said,
"Friend Vijay Singh, it is an honor to meet a man like you. I admit to being defeated. But where will you go tonight?" "Rest in my house. You can leave tomorrow."
Page 49.
Now thoroughly elated, Vijay Singh replied,
"I cannot refuse your hospitality, but tomorrow you will go with me as my prisoner. I must display the trophy of my victory to my people."
The ghost bowed in agreement, but silently vowed to kill Vijay Singh in the night. He led him to his house in the cave. Now the synopsis for the next part of the story. Vijay Singh kept awake at night. He cleverly duped the ghost in his own cave. The ghost believed that Vijay Singh was unbeatable. He ran away, leaving all his property, which made Vijay Singh wealthy for life. Now the next part of the story. The ghost fed him dry fruits and a lot of milk and later led him to a luxurious bed to sleep on, complete with pillows and bolsters. But Vijay Singh lay awake listening to the snores of the ghost. In the middle of the night, he slipped off his bed. He placed a bolster in the center of the bed, throwing over it a coverlet to make it look exactly like a sleeping man. Having done this, he crouched watchfully in a dark corner.
Page 50.
Sure enough, just before the break of dawn, the ghost approached the bed armed with a stout club. He brought the club down on what he thought was Vijay Singh's head. Not hearing even a groan, he smiled, pleased that he had killed his enemy. However, just to make doubly sure, he struck the bolster 6 times more. Satisfied with his work, he returned to his couch and, covering his head, settled down to sleep again. Meanwhile, Vijay Singh crept silently back into bed. After a pause, he groaned as if in disgust, threw back his coverlet and sat up. Disturbed by the noise, the ghost peeped from under his bedclothes to see the strong man stretching his arms above his head and yawning. For a moment, the ghost turned rigid with shock.
"Friend ghost, there are insects in your cave," said Vijay Singh in a complaining voice. "Here I was enjoying the sweetest sleep I have had in years, and there comes this insect to trouble me. I distinctly counted 7 flappings of its wings. Of course, it has not bitten me, but it's most annoying."
The ghost panicked. Those 7 blows would have reduced any other man to pulp. "There is no safety near a formidable wrestler like this," he thought, and fled from the cave, leaving behind all his ill-gotten wealth. It took several camels from the village to remove the property Vijay Singh had acquired. He returned much of it to the rightful owners. He went especially to the old woman, thanked her for her invaluable gift, and asked for her granddaughter's hand in marriage. Thenceforth, Vijay Singh was more careful about boasting. It is said that no traveller was ever troubled again in the haunted desert. This is a Rajasthani folktale abridged by Indira David.